ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Tamid is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award, Rav Aaron Sorsher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Masechta Tamid Daf Choftes. The Mishnah, which begins this Daf Choftes, opens at the bottom of Chof Chesmet Beis, first Mishnah of the second Perik, and we'll take it from the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah opens, Ra'u Echov Sheyorad Vehin Rotzin Uboin Miyaru V'kidshi Yadehim V'raglayhem Min Hakir. So the Mishnah says that the other Kohanim of the Beis Av of the day saw the Kohen who had been involved in the Trumas Hadeshin, which was discussed in the previous Perik. So he's done with the Trumas Hadeshin, he went down. And now the rest of the Kohanim run, and they go, and they're Mekadesh Yadehim V'raglayhem Min Hakir, and then they take the Magrefois, etc., etc., and they go to the top of the Mizbeach. Rashi, in Maseches Vochem, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings down this Mishnah, Rashi discusses this idea of the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, what exactly it is, says Rashi, that they are doing the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, washing the hands and feet, in preparation for what? For what activity? So Rashi says that that is for L'hoitzi es hadeshen shebemokoyim ha-ma'arocha, oi l'salkoy l'tapuach shebe'emza ha-mizbeach. So Rashi says that they're going to be doing one of two things, which are going to require them to Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim, either to take the deshen out altogether from the Mokom HaRocha, they'll be moiti the deshen, take it out, or they'll be mesalik the deshen, they'll leave it, in other words, for the time being on top of the Mizbeach, they'll be mesalik it from the Marocha to the Tapuach, which is in the Emtah Mizbeach. One of those two things. Now, Rashi is making reference here to something which is being discussed later in our Mishnah, and again later on in Masech Tomid, and that is the din of Hoitzoas HaDeshen, which is to say that after the Trumas HaDeshen, every day, which was done daily, we have in the beginning of Parashat Tzav, it speaks about Vehirim es Hadeshen, and then subsequent to that, after that, in the next pasuk, it speaks about Vehoitzi es Hadeshen, and Michutz Lamachne El Mokem Toyer. So the Vehirim es Hadeshen was a small amount. They had a minimum amount of a koimetz that had to be taken out down to the top bottom of the Mizbeach every day and placed alongside the Kevesh. And then there's a second mitzvah of Hoitzoas Hadeshen. And then the Hoitzoas Hadeshen is alluded to in our Mishnah. There's also a reference in our Mishnah to Tapuach, as we'll have later a discussion of, that is the Tapuach Pashtus, that means, as the Mefarish says, as the most Mefarshim learn, that that's the mound of ashes in the center of the Mizbeach, and it's a big mound of ashes, it piles up, so that when you're removing the ashes from the Marocha, you place the ashes on the Tapuach, the pile of ashes, it's a big round thing, it's called a Tapuach, like an apple, shaped like that, and that's the placement of the ashes on the Tapuach. Now Rashi actually is Mefur Chiddush over there in Masechta Zvachim. The Rashi is saying, in other words, that Yemekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim, in preparation for this activity, but Rashi is Mefur that there's actually a choice. Either you can be Moitz the Desh and Mokam Marocha, take it away altogether from the Mizbeach, Moitzi Hadeshen, or Oi, L'salka L'tapuach Shebe'emtza Mizbeach. The Pashtus, without Rashi, the simple Mashmois, and that's what it looks like in Rambam actually, is that the sequence is, you place the Deshen onto the Tapuach, in the middle of the Mizbeach, and then subsequent to that, you're going to be Moitzi Hadeshen, and the second independent step, and take it down off of the Mizbeach. Now, Rashi's Mavur is one of these two things, and apparently either one of these two things is Mechayev, a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. We're going to be discussing that point of Mitzvah Shem coming up later, this idea that these activities require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So now, let's just discuss the general idea, which is alluded to in Rashi, as we said, and is discussed in our Mishnah, this concept of Hoitzoas HaDeshen, which is done on the rest of the ashes, subsequent to the Trumas HaDeshen, which is done the very first thing, it was done to one koimetz of ash, as we said. Now, the Mishnah Melech, in Hilchas Tumidim U'Sofim, mentions that there is a very fundamental machloikis here, between the Rambam Rambam against Rashi and other Rishonim, and he says that the Rambam is meduyak, a remarkable chiddush in Hilchos Tumidim Musafim. Rashi, in his Perush on Chumash and Parashas Tzav at the beginning, and also in his Perush on Masechta Yuma, Rashi is mavur that the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshim was done every single day, daily. You take one koimetz of ash and place it on the bottom of the Be'ach along to the Kevesh, and then the mitzvah of Hitzonas Hadeshim is actually not done daily. It's not a daily activity that the Torah is mandating as a mitzvah to be done every single day, like the Trumas Hadeshen, but simply it's when the ash accumulates so much that it no longer can be left on top of the Be'ach. It's impeding the Avoida on top of the Be'ach, so I must take it off, and it's done after a while, after a great deal of ash accumulates. After that point, that's when I'm going to be taking it down. But the Trumas Hadeshen is not a daily activity, according to Rashi. Mishnah points out that the Rambam, it's actually Mavur Fakert, and he says that the Rambam, although he's clearly Meduyah this way, has a lot of problems and a lot of horrors that we need to try to miyashiv. The Rambam in Tzmid Musafim brings down that the in Perik Yudbeis, Halacha Yudbeis, that the Trumas Hadeshim was done every single day, daily, and then the Rambam writes an expression over there at the end of Halacha Yudbeis, v'chatiya zu shechoyta b'machta, that the Trumas Hadeshim, which you take one shovelful every single day, u'moyed l'ritzba, you put it onto the floor of the Azorah right next to the Kevesh, Eitz L'mizbech, zu hi ha-mitzvah shebechol Yoim v'yoim. Now we need to understand what that means. Let's come back to that. That is the mitzvah of each day. Now, when you read that, the Rambam immediately after that discusses the mitzvah of Hitzoras Hadeshen. So maybe you get the impression that Trumas Hadeshen is done daily, Hitzoras Hadeshen is not done daily, and in this case the Rambam will be like Rashi. However, the problem is that in the very next halacha, halacha yigimel tzavur fakert, that the Hitzoras Hadeshen followed up on the Trumas Hadeshen. It was done daily every day. It took the rest of the ash off the mizbech. That the Rambam says in halacha yigimel that achas sheyorad. There, after the Meirim Hadeshin, the Kohen of the Trumas Hadeshin goes down, so Rotzim Echav HaKohen, Mekadshim Yedev Raglayim, etc., etc., and the Rambam writes over there, they place all of the ashes in a big pile in the center, on a Reim Agabe Atapuach, and then the Rambam says, apparently in the Mamash on a daily basis, Goyfen Oysa Reim B'Psachter, that's a particular Keli, a large Keli the size of a Lesach, it's mentioned later on in Masechet Tomid, and they take this large Keli every day, and Meiridin Oysa Lamata, they take all the ash, and apparently all the ash, in this keli, and they put it down below. Regolim lo yomeridin oisai, the Rambam alludes to a din, which is in our Mishnah, that in the regal, they did not take it down on this regular basis. Rather, they left it be very, very high. We'll come back to that. That's the quote of the Mishnah, that's noil mezbech. The Mishnah Mel says it's actually very clear in the Rambam this was a daily activity, the Yitzhak Hadeshen, and the Rambam argues on Rashi, and this leads to many questions on the Rambam. One question the Mishnah Melech goes into, and we'll discuss a little bit later, if it is true that according to the Rambam, the Hitzoras Hadeshen followed the Trumas Hadeshen on a daily basis, why did the Rambam say about the Trumas Hadeshen that Zuhi, that this is the Rambam says, the Chatiyah Zuh, Shechoyt Mamachta, Moir L'Ritzba, the Trumas Hadeshen is Zuhi a mitzvah shall call Yoim. That's a mitzvah of every single day. Why is it every single day any more than the Hitzoras Hadeshen is every day? They're both every day. So this is a kash on the Rambam, where he says the Trumas Hadeshen is the mitzvah of Kol Yoim. We'll get back to that later. However, there are a number of other big questions that the Mishnah Melech brings down. One question, actually, the Ravid writes, and the Hasogos are Ravid on the Rambam, in Tzmidim Musaf and Perik Beis, a little bit earlier, the Ravid is masik on the Rambam, and he asks the kasha as follows. The Ravid writes, over there, the Rambam writes, in Tzmidim Musaf and Perik Beis, Halacha Zayin, he says that the ash that was piled up in the middle of the Mizbeach is called the Tapuach. In other words, that's a pile of ash in the middle of the Mizbeach, the Rambam says, which is how most we shouldn't learn. And the Rambam brings in the din, it's in our Mishnah, that when they set up the Marocha Gedoyla, they set it up with logs, and the inside edge of the logs, when Noigim B'deshen Sheba'em to Mizbeach, which is called the Tapuach. So the edge of the log touched the Deshen, the ash that was in the middle of the Mizbeach, which is called the Tapuach. The Ravid over there has a Hasoga, a lengthy Hasoga, which is masking on the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam was Toys Gedoyla. That's the language of the Ravid. The Rambam made a very big mistake. Why? So the Ravid Tain is, if the Rambam's translation of Tapuach will be correct, that the Tapuach is a pile of ash right in the center of the Mizbeach, if that's the correct translation of Tapuach, then how could it be that the Mishnah says, and the Rambam says, that the when they set up the Marocha Gedoyla early in the morning, every single day, the Roshei, the edges of the logs of the Marocha would touch the tapuach. If the tapuach is the pile of ash, says the Ravid, it cannot possibly be that the roshim of the logs are going to touch the tapuach, because the tapuach was not in existence every single day. Moment they did the Chumas Hadeshin, they immediately followed up with the Tzoras Hadeshin on a daily basis, and they took out all the ash. So the tapuach piled up perhaps during the rest of the day, but they piled up right after the Chumas Hadeshin, they piled up in the middle, but then they immediately would take it off the Mizbech, and it's taken down. So by the time they got around to putting up the logs of the Marocha, which was done next, there's an empty space in the middle, and there's no longer any ash over there. The ash is already vacated every single day by the time they put up the Marocha. So what is this business that the Mishnah says and the Rambam says that the Roshim, that the edges of the beams, that the logs, are touching the Tapuach? What is it touching if the ash is already vacated? So therefore, the Ravid actually writes on his own that he has a big Chiddush. He's Choylik on the Rishonim and the Rambam, and he holds that the Tapuach was actually a tavlo gavoya amo in the center of the mizbech. It's actually a raised surface, one amo high, raised up from the regular surface of the mizbech. One amo raised up high, gavoya amo in the center of the mizbech. The Ravid suggests that perhaps this tavlo gavoya amo, that raised surface, that raised spot, was rounded off. It had the chronois were rounded off like an agula, like an eagle, and therefore that raised surface was called a tapuach, because it's a circular area in the shape of an apple. It's called a tapuach, and that raised surface was a raised surface that contained the ashes when they would shovel the ashes toward the center of the mizbech. Bakapana, the definition of the tapuach itself is this raised surface. That's why, says the Ravid, the Mishnah correctly says that the edges of the logs of the Marocha Gedoyla would touch the tapuach. It doesn't mean they touch the ashes. The ashes are already vacated by that point. What it means is it touched this raised surface, which is a raised surface right of the mizbech itself, right in the center of the mizbech. See, argues on the Rambam what tapuach is. Now, the Mishnah Melech says that Akapana, from this whole discussion of the Ravid, it would appear clearly that the Ravid agrees with the Rambam on the fundamental point that the Hoitzoas Hadeshin is done on every single day, daily basis, just like the Rambam holds, against the way Rashi and other Rishonim hold in different places in Shas. So the Rambam is apparently not alone. But Akapan, we do see here one of the big questions on the Shittas HaRambam, according to him, that they vacated the ashes from the Be'ach every day, Hoitzoas Hadeshin is done every day, then L'Choyer, there was no ash left by the time that the Marocha Gedoyla was set up. And how does the Mishnah and the Rambam himself say that the edges of the logs of the Marocha touch the Tapuach? So that's one kash on the Rambam. But by the way, in the Etzem assumption that the Mishnah Melech makes, which is a simple reading of the Ravid, that the Ravid holds like the Rambam holds, that they would empty the ash every single day, Hoitzoas Hadeshin was done every day, granted there is over here a Hasoga on this point, on the Mishnah Melech Havona, a Hasoga on this in the Oilas Tomid, a Choshva Achrin on Mesech the Tomid, the short sefer we mentioned other times from the author of the Baal of the Arugas HaBoisem, a Perish on Mesech the Tomid, and the Hagoy from the bottom from his son, it's called Michas Tomid, he points out that does not stim, this understanding of the Ravid does not stim with the Perish HaRavid on the Mesech over here, on this Mishnah, who said Beferish, black on white, that the Hoitzoas Hadeshin was not done every single day. Rather, it was actually done at intervals when the pile of ash became very, very extensive. It became very, very big. So he says that then they would take it away. So the Ravid actually mefurish lahedya, like Rashi says in different mekaymes and against the Rambam, and he says that the hasogas haravid on the Rambam was only intended as a kind of debater's tactic. In other words, lefishi toscho, you the Rambam are not going to be able to shtim, because since you the Rambam hold that the Hoitzoas Hadeshin was done every day, so according to your own havana, you'll never be able to defend your understanding of the word tapuach, which is a pile of ash in the middle. Why did the log of the Marocha touch it if the tapuach is already emptied out? In other words, the question on the Rambam alone, l'shitasai, the way he holds that the Hoitzoas Hadeshin was every day, that the Ravid himself says the Michas Tomid, the Ravid himself doesn't even hold that way. He holds like Rashi that the Hoitzoas Hadeshin was not done every single day, and therefore the Ikur Shitas Ravid is actually not the way that the Mishnah Melech is miyaches to him, that the Ravid holds like the Rambam that the Hoitzoas Hadeshin is every day. We disagree with the Mishnah Melech, says the Michas Tomid. We say that the Ikur Das Ravid is Mavur and the Peish Ravid over here, where you see that he holds it was only done at intervals. If you look inside in the Perish HaRavid over here, you see a curious thing, that he brings a raya to this. What's his raya? That it was only done at intervals, the Hoitzoas Hadeshin. It was not done every day. So his raya is, because otherwise, what is this concept that the Mishnah says that they would pile up the ash first toward the Tapuach in the center of the Zbeach every day? They pile ash toward the Tapuach. If you're being Moitzi Hadeshin from the Zbeach every single day anyway, there's no point in going through a two-step process like that. What's the Tayelus of that? First you pile up the ash toward the Tapuach, and then you take it down. Why don't you just take all the ash down straight away? So the Ravid says, you see clearly that the piling of the ash toward the Tapuach, that was done every day. You piled it toward the center. When that got very big and unwieldy, then Liprokim at intervals, you would take it down from the Zbeach. So the Ravid is actually making reference to a separate question, which is another kash on the Rambam, that the Achronim actually discuss, like we'll see a little bit. It's the second question on the Rambam, which is to say that if, in fact, they would be moitzed the deshem from the be'er every day, and em the be'er every day, it does not seem logical that they had to do what the Mishnah said they did, which was to first pile the ashes toward the center in the tapuach. If you learn, however, that it was done the prokim, then a grata does work very well, and the grata of the Mishnah and the Hemshech HaDvorim writes this on his own. He didn't have apparently a Peirush HaRaiva on Tumid, but he says it's on his own. It's a very long Mishnah Melech here, and he says that actually this line of the Mishnah about piling the ash toward the tapuach is itself meduyik very stark, like Rashi against the Rambam, that the Tzoras HaDeshen was not done every day. Why? So he says the Loshen a little bit different from the Raivid. He says if you look in the Mishnah explicitly says right over here in our Mishnah that every single day the Kohen would pile the ash, whatever ash remained after Tzoras HaDeshen, all the ash toward the center of the tapuach. It's very clear that it was done daily, every single day, on a daily basis. The Mishnah does not, however, go on to say that then they will moitzi the ash and the be'er every day. That is not say. In fact, Dokti Mishnah Malach, the Mishnah, does, it looks like it's avoiding saying that they will moitzi the ash every day. What the Mishnah does say is that sometimes it was such a very large pile of ash, by the time of the regalim, that it would actually reach Sholosh Me'ez Kor, a very, very big pile. And then Agav that, it says, like you have in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, that the Kohen was never nitzatzel, the Kohen was never lazy when it came to to the Desh and etc. So the Mishnah Melech says it's mashma in the Mishnah that the discussion of when they would be moitzi the deshen doesn't even belong over here, and it's sort of derech agav. He mentions a couple of points about it there. On the regular, they would let it pile up, etc. There's actually no mention at all that they were moitzi the deshen daily. So he says the mediyak haloshna of the Mishnah is mediyak very stark, like Rashi says the Mishnah Melech that the piling toward the tapuach was done every day, whereas the hoitzoras deshen is not done every day. It's not given as a daily activity in this Mishnah. The Mishnah Melech also asks another question, and this leads him into a discussion of fundamental questions about understanding the concept that underlies the Hoitzoras HaDeshen. The Mishnah Melech asks that if the Rambam is right, that the din of Hoitzoras HaDeshen was done mamash on a daily basis, if that is so, then how could the Mishnah say that in Regolim, loy hoyu medashen oisoy, mepnei shu noy lemezbeach? The Regolim, because it was nice and beautiful to the Mezbeach, they would left the Deshen standing. We'll see a little bit about this. The Rosh says that the beauty is that they saw tremendous numbers of karbonos that were offered on the regular. We'll see more of a discussion on that. But kaponim, because of that, they used to leave the ash there, and they would not be moitzi the deshen, and leave it instead to pile up very high. If frek the Mishnah Melech, how do you violate a din deraisa, according to the Rambam, that you have to moitzi the ash every day, and take that, we moitzi out all the ash every day, if in fact there's a din like that, then there's no what's your headed by the regolim to ignore that din, and just for the purpose of noilim is bech. It doesn't make sense. If the taka is a din that you have to moitzi the ash every single day, a din of the Torah like that, just like Trumas Hadeshen, then you should have the mechuyev to do it, even if you're going to end up giving up on this beautiful concept of the noilim mizbeach, making the mizbeach look noy, beautiful with all the ash on it. So what was the heter, according to the Rambam, to leave the ash b'shas haregel? That's the Mishnah Melech's next question. And this be'emes leads the Mishnah Melech into a fundamental question in terms of understanding the mitzvah of Hoitzoras HaDeshen, which is negeya to raise this question, both according to the Rambam and be'emes according to Rashi as well. The Mishnah Melech writes that we have to ask a couple of very basic shilas. The first question we need to ask is, why is it, what is the source, according to the Shitas Rashi and others, that they hold, like the Mishnah Melech feels as more mastaver and fits better with the various chazals, that the Hoitzoras HaDeshen is not done daily? Assuming it's taka not done daily, what's the source for that? Given that the Pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Tzav gives immediately, in the beginning of the Parashah, the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen, and right after that it follows up with the mitzvah of Hoitzoras HaDeshen. The next Pasuk, Hoitzoras HaDeshen, and Mechutz Lamachne, and Mokon Ter. So where are you going to get this notion, this concept, says the Mishnah, to divide up the Pesukim in such manner and to say that the Trumas HaDeshen, that is every day. The Tzoras HaDeshen, which is immediately besamach to it, right after that in the Chumash, is not every single day. Where are you going to get this idea? He says there may have been some drosha that Chazal had, maybe, v'anachnu lo neida, Zokta. We don't find anywhere any drosha that Chazal had. And if so, according to most Rishonim, Rashi and the others that understand that the Tzoras HaDeshen was not every day, why not? What was the source? Is there a Svara? Is there a Pasuk? What's this concept that it's not every day? Second question, asked the Mishnah Melech, why is it that the Moini HaMitzvah, to say mitzvah of Rambam and the Chinuch and the other many mitzvahs, why is it they all count the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, but nobody counts another mitzvah of Hoitzas Hadeshen? It's really a shver thing to understand. What is it all about? Trumas Hadeshen is done as a mitzvah in the Torah. Take one shovel full of ash, put it down the side of the bech, side of the kevesh. It's done daily and it's a mitzvah. Hoitzas Hadeshen, which is a mafurish, a pasuk, explicit pasuk in the Chumash, in the beginning of Tzav, Hoitzas Hadeshen, etc. Why would it be that that's not counted in the minyan? And to say, Zok the Mishnah Bach, the simplistic answer that the Tzoras Hadeshen is included in the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, and it's all one anyway, he says the Mishnah Bach rejects that right off the bat. He says that that's not correct, and in fact, there's two separate mitzvahs. One is to take one shovel full of ash, a single shovel full, put on the side of the bech. The other is totally different, to take the rest of the ash and just to take it outside of the ear altogether. And then it's two independent things, they're not the same thing. He doesn't see any reason, the Mishnah Bach says, that they should be counted as one mitzvah. So what's the answer to all of these conceptual questions in terms of understanding the idea that underlies the mitzvah of Hoitzas Hadeshen? To answer these questions, these last questions, the Mishnah Malach says that there is a fundamental premise that we have to make, which will be true both according to Rashi and according to the Rambam in terms of understanding the idea that underlies the mitzvah of Hoitzas Hadeshen. And that is, says the Mishnah Malach, that whereas the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen is an intrinsic mitzvah unto itself, as a mitzvah in and of itself, intrinsically, to take the ash, to put it somewhere, to put it on the side of the bech, on the ritzpah, etc., that's a mitzvah in that activity, and therefore it's counted in Meher Mitzvahs. As opposed to that, in contrast, Zokter, the Hoitzas Hadeshen is actually not a mitzvah unto itself. It's simply a oifen, a process, by which I ensure that I have a mokum marocha, a marocha on the top of the bech, a pyre, on which I'm able to offer the karbonos. What happens is that the ash, the quantity of ash, becomes so unwieldy at some point that you're not going to be able to leave the ash on top of the bech because it spills all over and messes up the mokum marocha, and you can't burn the karbonos. So it's a hechsher mitzvah, says the Mishnah Melech, to be to the dash and from the mech, just kedei in order to that I should be able to have a mokum harocha. Since it's only a hechsher mitzvah, even if it's mentioned in the chumash, it's true it's mentioned, but it's not mentioned as a mitzvah. It's not intended to be a mitzvah. It's just a hechsher bialma. It's a preparatory step in order to ensure that I have a proper burning spot, the marocha on top of the bech to burn the kabonis, and it shouldn't be messed up with ash all over. So that's the reason why I remove the ash from the bech. It's only a hechsher. Therefore, says the Mishnah Melech, with this we can understand a few things. You obviously understand why it's not mentioned in that nimna in the minyan, because it's not a mitzvah in and of itself. But you also understand what underlies the machloikas Rashi and Rambam. So that once you recognize that the function of Hoitzas Hadeshen is only there in order to prepare the makom of the marocha, actually able to burn kabonis and not be messed up with ash, you understand therefore that the simple svara is like Rashi Uda Imei. The simple svara is that it's not necessary to Hoitzas Hadeshen every day. It's not a daily mitzvah to do it on a daily basis. It's simply a way to ensure that the marocha on top of the bech has a prepared spot, and you know, we should be able to offer kabbonis on it. So when it gets to be too full of ash, I'll remove it then. There's no, the Torah is not saying I have to do this and I have to do that. It's just dictating when you do it in order to prepare the mokum marocha. There's a certain process which you have to go to. You know, you take it down and you put it outside the ear, etc. But it's all simply an oifen by which I prepare the mokum marocha. So Rashi is pashtus right. It's not necessary to do it every day. So after the Rambam, who actually fundamentally agrees with Rashi. The Rambam, however, held that as long as the Torah is identifying and speaking of a special process, which is to prepare the marocha in the best way, that it should be a mokum of haktoras karbonis, of the makriv de karbonis on the ish, so the Rambam held that the proper kovod hamizbech is to do it on a daily basis. That's Chazal HaMashayer, that the proper kovod hamizbech is to do it daily, not because it would be impossible to spread it apart a little bit and to leave it over for a few days. I would have a mokum marocha if I leave it a little bit as well, but the best mechuba to dik away, the biggest kovoy, the dignified way to burn the kabbonis, is by means of ensuring that there's no ash altogether, and therefore you vacate it on a daily basis. If you understand it this way, Zot the Mishnah Melech, we could also answer the question that why in the Regalim they had a heter to leave it piled up for several days in order to have a big pile for the purpose of Noilim as Bech. So that because Be'emes, Zot the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam agrees with the fundamental notion that the din of Hoitzas Hadeshen is not intrinsically mechayev, that you have to do that mitzvah and that pe'ula every single day. In and of itself, I have a concept. I could have left it for a while, and I'll have a mokum marocha. It won't be ideal. It won't be the best. There'll be some ash. But upon him, there'll be a marocha there. However, the Rambam held the Chazal HaMashayer, Chazal HaKeveya, what the mitzvah is mechayer, based on svoras that Chazal went to with. And Chazal went to with a svora. In other words, the best way to appear the mokum marocha on a regular, ordinary circumstance
expensive, will be to do it daily, and that's the optimal cover the mezbeach, the optimal dignified way. When it comes to the begolim, on the other hand, when they have a different factor, a different cheshbon of noil mezbeach, so the informer chazal mesher that near the optimal way is to actually leave the ash and you pile up carefully to the center as best you can, and even if the mokum arocha would not be perfectly optimal, I'll have some ash over there. It's still best to do it that way. I have a mokum arocha that way, and it's best to do it that way in order to have the ash left piled up in the center on the tapuach in the way that's going to be the most optimal noil mezbeach. So with this kind of elasticity in the mahalach, in other words, there's no posik or anything that's mandates that we have to do the mitzvah every single day of the din of etzos hadeshin every day. It's just the way a chazal kevei, the best way to appear the marocha, we're able to understand that there's an elasticity there. And when it comes to yontif, chazal there was a give, and chazal understood that you don't do the etzos hadeshin every single day on the yontif. The truth is that with this conceptual understanding of what underlies the idea of Hetzorat HaDeshem, that it's fundamentally to prepare the Mokom Arocha, we really could even give a bit of a hezber to the Lechem Mishnah, which the Mishnah Baruch Bab Shver on with a Kasha on later in his Arichos, later in his piece. The Mishnah brings down that the Lechem Mishnah writes, in his commentary on the Rambam here in Perek Beis Min Musafim, that as far as the mitzvah of Hetzorat HaDeshem goes, the taking it down to the floor, the clearing the mizbeach off and taking it down below to the floor, that was done daily, on a daily basis. However, the removing of the ash to the outside of the city, that was not necessarily done daily. It was removed from the top surface of the mizbeach daily. But taking it out to the city, that was done as it accumulated on an as-needed basis when it got to be a big pile, and that was only done intermittently. That's the Lechem Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah Melech correctly points out in this Lechem Mishnah that it doesn't have any clear mokar, etc., etc. The Lashon Rambam doesn't really clearly yield that. Although the Rambam, as we'll see, does actually clearly differentiate. The Rambam actually speaks of two steps there. There's a mitzvah of taking it down from the mezbeach, and independently the Rambam speaks of a second step of removing it to outside of the ear. So there is some source, some root, some shoresh for this Lechem Mishnah that differentiates between the two, but it's unclear, obviously, where Lechem Mishnah would have seen in the Rambam that the second step of being moitzit from the ear was only done intermittently. Eishayiyah, although the Mishnah Melech by Shver on him, the underlying idea behind the Mishnah Melech actually does make sense. Why? Lechem Mishnah does make sense. Why? Because in the fundamental idea behind the Hoitzoas HaDeshen is to clear the Mokom Aroch of the Mezbeach, then the fundamental notion of it, which will be done daily in order to be done in the best way, like we said, that would have to be simply the step that removes it from the Mezbeach and puts it down below. So now I cleared it off, and now the Mokom Aroch is cleared up. Granted, there is a din that the Torah adds that ash is supposed to go chutz l'ir, it's supposed to go outside of the city. But that Sveita din is really, so to speak, a din noisef, and it really is not a halacha in the fundamental purpose, the fundamental function of the Yitzhak HaDeshen, which according to the Mishnah Melech is to clear a mokum arocha, a place to imaktir the korbanos on the Eish. Right, that you'll fulfill simply with the first step by taking it down. So in Mele, we do understand the basic idea, the svara behind the Lechem Mishnah Shitta, why he says that the step of taking it down, that's takadon daily. That's the step which directly prepares the mokum arocha. That's the etzem din of Yitzhak HaDeshen. There is an additional din noisef, an additional halacha, that ash which is taken off should be taken out to the city, and that is, so to speak, an additional halacha, which is not part of the crux of the nature of the function of the Yitzhak HaDeshen. Mele that, in according to the Lechem Mishnah, does not have to be done daily. It's interesting that really it's perhaps a kedai to use as far as the Mishnah Melech to understand the Eilas Tamid Shita here, which we'll mention briefly. The Eilas Tamid actually writes, he says that there's big, big problems with the Rambam Shita over here, as we mentioned before for the Mishnah Melech. The Rambam says that the Yitzhak HaDeshen are done every single day, and it's really very schwer, and he brings down some Mishnah Melech questions. You know, according to that, what was the function of piling up into the center in a tapuach every single day? What's the purpose of that? If anyway, I'm removing it right afterwards anyway from the mezbeach, so just take it off the mezbeach directly. What are you piling into the tapuach? And likewise, the other question before Hashem asked that we said before, which is that how does the Mishnah say that the logs of the marocha touch the ashes of the tapuach? The way the Rambam learns it, the ashes of the tapuach every single day in the center. What ashes do they touch? The ashes are all removed anyway. So the Eilas Tamid actually writes a chiddush degadim, which he says he believes that this is the absolute oimek havon of the shita of the Rambam, and he says the Mishnah Melech missed this point. And with this point, you really could enter the big questions of the Das HaRambam. The Talmud says that actually, if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam learns in Perek Beis Hilchos Tamid Musafim, based on a Mishnah coming up later in Perek Hay. And the Mishnah speaks about this very big keli, as we mentioned, called the Psachter. And this Psachter, it's a very big keli. It's the size of a lesach, a half of a kor, a big keli. They would fill this Psachter from ashes from the middle of the mezbeach, and they would take it down every day. The Zonkte Eilas Talmud, the Rambam is actually mashma that was it. There wasn't a constant refilling of the Psachter when there was a lot of ash. There was one Psachter canister full of ash every single day, you take down and you're done, and that's the Yitzhak HaDeshen. Therefore, the Talmud writes that actually, depending on how much Kabbonis had been offered the previous day, you really could have some ash left over, because the Psachta was a very big keli, was the size of a Lesech, it was a half of a Kur, very, very big. So what? The Ma'is, if there was a lot of Kabbonis the previous day, there would be ash left over. And he says that actually, the Rambam is pretty clear. He says, you read the Rambam's words, the Rambam says that they took a Psachta and they took it down. He says, there's nothing in the words of the Rambam that indicate that they would totally clear off the top. Fakir, the Rambam's Mashi didn't totally clear off the top. It took one Psachta full and they took that down. And he says there was a miut of ash that very often would remain. It seems that Talmud understood that the Psachta was a very big keli, would certainly remove Roiv, the majority of the ash, but there was a minority that would yet remain. And he says that explains the whole thing. First of all, it explains why they piled all the ash toward the center, because the Yitzhak HaDeshen took off most of the ash, but didn't take it all off. And likewise, that's also why the Mishnah says later, and the Rambam brings, that the edges of the poles of the logs of the Atzim Erocha would touch the Tapuach, it would touch the ash of the Tapuach, which everybody asks over there, what ash? The Rambam holds it was taken off. The names of the Oilers Tumen. According to my understanding, my correct reading of the Rambam, there's some ash that remains. Just most of the ash was taken off, and some remains. But this is his shitta, he's quite firm, that although there's a Yitzhak HaDeshen every day, according to the Rambam, it's a set fixed amount every day. It takes off most of the ash, but there is a minority that very often remain. That's the Oilers Tumen. As I wanted to mention, as Be'emes is, I mean, this din, if it's Taka, that's what we're saying, if that's the understanding of Yitzhak HaDeshen according to the Rambam, the way the Oilers Tumen learns it, it obviously needs to understand what the Svara is. It's a very difficult thing to understand that based on simple logic. I mean, is there a mitzvah to clear the Be'ach off every day or not? You know what I mean? I'm supposed to clear it off every day, so clear it off fully, the way the Mishnah Berurah learns up in the Rambam, and the others before Shem learn up in the Rambam. If, in fact, there's no mitzvah to clear it off fully, so don't clear it off. What is this notion of kind of fundamentally, basically clearing it off every day, which is how the Oilers Tumen learns the Rambam? However, the emes is that if we learn the concept behind the Yitzhak HaDeshen, the way the Mishnah Berurah learns, the concept of the Yitzhak HaDeshen is to make sure that the Makom Arocha, the fireplace on top of the Be'ach, is fully prepared. You should be able to burn Kabbonis Sodom and not get all messed up with a lot of ash all over the place over there. If that's what it is, it actually does make sense, arguably, that the Din Chazal Kaveh was to take off a fixed amount, a fixed quantity every single day, a very large amount that's going to be surely at least most of the ash is taken off every day with the Psachter. It doesn't have to be the full amount every day. Chazal had no need to be sacking that. Because it's one thing if the halacha fundamentally would have been to remove the ash in and of itself, so you got to remove all the ash. But if the whole yesod of the din is the way the Mishnah Melech says, then preparing a spot to burn the kabbonis, okay, so for that, the Mishnah Melech himself said that really you could have a little ash over there and you can still burn the kabbonis. So the way that the Eilas Talmud is learning would actually be lent a certain havana. We have to understand that the idea is Chazal would set a fixed amount, a psachter, a full, very large amount, a lesser full of ash, take it off every day. If he leaves some ash, he leaves some ash. At any rate, it successfully prepares the Mokom Arocha for burning the Kabbonis for the next day. So that will give you a bit of a Havona in the Shitta of the Eilas Talmud. However, in the basic question that led the Mishnah Melech to all this in the first place, or one of the questions, which is why Yitzhak HaDeshen isn't reckoned as a mitzvah in the Taryag, in the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the other Moini HaMitzvahs, the same way that Trumat HaDeshen is reckoned as a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Melech says, it's the Kotayr that we said that the Yitzhak HaDeshen is not an end in itself. It's really just a way to prepare the Marocha for the next day. It shouldn't be filled with ashes. You should be able to burn Kabbonis. So it's not a mitzvah in itself. That's what he says. There is actually a different Shitta in this, in the seven mitzvahs of Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perla, his parish on Besad Yigoyin, but he bases his Havana in this question of why the Yitzhak HaDeshen is not reckoned as a mitzvah in the Taryag. He bases his Havana on the Diktuk Haloshein of the Rambam. In Sefer Mitzvah Rambam, in Mitzvah Asay Mitzvah Lamid, the Rambam brings Trumat HaDeshen. The language of the Rambam when he brings this in the Sefer Mitzvah is, He shnetzdavu akoyenim lohosir HaDeshen b'chol yoyim me'agabe hamizbeach. V'hi hanikras Trumat HaDeshen. So the Rambam is giving you the mitzvah Trumat HaDeshen, and how does he characterize that mitzvah? How does he define it? The Rambam says, Nestavo Koina commanded Lehosir HaDeshen b'chol yoyim me'agam ha'zbeach, to remove the ash every day from the Zbeach. The fact of them, the Ruchem Fischer Perlo, this is a terrible way to characterize a mitzvah, and it doesn't even work. How could the Rambam say the mitzvah is to remove the ash every day? There's no shum mitzvah mentioned in the Rambam. There's a certain specific quantity. It's a koimitz of the ash. The rest of the ash remains on. Then there's a second process. So Yitzhak HaDeshen, you want to mention the second process. You don't want to mention the second process. But upon him, the mitzvah is not characterizable as Lehosir HaDeshen b'chol yoyim. You're taking off the Deshen every single single day. That's the yisod of the mitzvah, doctor, to take off the ash. If the mitzvah is to take off the ash and take it all off, that's not the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. And yet the Rambam himself follows it up by saying, V'hi anikras Trumas Hadeshin. So the Rucham Fisher Perla says on this a very curious thing. He says that the Rambam is l'shitosoi. The Rambam learned up that the mitzvah of Hitzoas Hadeshin, the second step, is a daily mitzvah, as opposed to Rashi and others who learned that it's a mitzvah that's done in intervals, intermittently, when it gets to be too big. So Zok the Mishnah Machazoi, according to Rashi and the others, that it's just a mitzvah to remove the ash and it gets to be too big, that's just a way of removing the ash. It's not going to be a mitzvah, it's just a way to get the ash off, and that's not, certainly not any shaykhah to the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, according to Rashi, which is not a question of simply getting rid of the ash, that's a question of doing a special ma'isa avoida with the ash. You take the ash, you take a shovel full, and you put it a special alongside the side of the bag. It's an avoid in the dashin, as opposed to a dashin, which is done stam to get rid of the ash, and it gets to be too big. Not too big, you don't even have it in a tzoras dashin. So according to Rashi, there's no connection in tzoras dashin and trumas dashin. However, Zokter from Pesha Perlo, according to the Rambam l'shitos soy, that the Rambam learns that the mitzvah of tzoras dashin is daily. It's every single day. So if that's the case, Zokter from Pesha Perlo, if it's a mitzvah every single day, the correct way to learn Zokti, the Rambam understood Zokti, is that the mitzvah lamed of so-called Trumas Hadeshin is really a compound mitzvah which consists of Trumas Hadeshin followed up by Hitzoas Hadeshin. It's one long process that's done on a daily basis, all included in one big mitzvah. This, interestingly, by the way, is actually the Havamina of the Mishnah Melech, which he totally rejects, the idea that Hitzoas Hadeshin is incorporated in the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. But the Yerucham Pesha Perla says that he believes that it's Meduyik Heitev in the language of the Ram himself in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Because the Ram says, like we said, that's it. No mention of a small amount, etc., to take off the ash every day. The Grad is Zokted is obviously different mitzvahs, different elements, different components to this. The Trumas Hadeshin has one halacha, the place it along to the Mizmech, and the Hitzoas Hadeshin is taken out, etc. The component Zokted is all one big mitzvah, and therefore it's characterized in the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs with a cloistic, a collective expression, which allows for this Trumas Hadeshin, followed by Hitzoas Hadeshin, all incorporated into one and the same mitzvah. Against all this backdrop, let's go back to the Rashi in Masechta Zvachim Daf Chof that we made mention of at the beginning of this year. Rashi in Zvachim Daf Chof discusses the first on our Mishnah that after the Kohenim see that the Kohen who was Meirim the Deshin, the Trumas Hadeshin has gone down. So the Mishnah says, Ru'u Echov Sheyorad, Vehem Rotzen Uboim, they come and they run, Mieru Vekitchi Yodayim Viraglayim, and Akiyar, so they have Mekadish Yodayim Viraglayim, and they go to the top of the Berach, etc., etc., and that's how Mishnah begins. So Rashi is Mavur, and Tzvachon Daf Chof, that the idea behind the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Rashi says, is because they're going to be running up to the Mizbeach, Lahoitzi Asadeshin Shemokha Marocha, to remove the ash, which is on the top of the Marocha, on the fire, or Lasalkoi Latapuach She'erim to the Mizbeach, or to Masalka to the Tapuach Emilu Mizbeach. Now we mentioned before that this actually, the Rashi, the Achoinim Medayek, that this actually is a big Kiddush in this Rashi. Rashi apparently held that there's no Hechrich to Masalak the ash to the Tapuach in the middle. If you want, you actually have the right, the ability to remove the ash entirely directly from the Mizbeach. There's no chiyuv to put it to the Tapuach. However, as we said, the Rashi obviously holds all over that the Tzvah Sadeshin is not necessarily a daily chiyuv, so there's no obligation to remove the ash every day, so if you want, you could put it onto the Tapuach. But the thing is, and this the Brisker Rav makes this diyuk, and the Chedush, the Brisker Rav over there in Zvachim, that the Rashi is actually meduyuk that either of these two activities, both of these two activities, the Mechayev Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, removing the ash entirely, the Mechayev Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, or Masalik of the Tapuach She'erentz and the Be'ach, that requires Kiddush Adayim Raglayim as well. This second activity of removing the ash to the Tapuach in the middle of the Be'ach is difficult to understand on the face of it why it should require Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Zokte why? Because Teinach, the first activity mentioned by Rashi, which is the Moiti the Deshin altogether, you're taking it out, so that is a significant act. And evidently Rashi held, and we'll talk a little about it, Rashi held that that act requires the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, it requires a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. It's a significant act. You're taking the ash off of the Be'ach Lagamre. But the act of putting it, piling up in the center of the Tapuach would appear to be not a significant act. It's just a chatimtz, it's a practical, pragmatic activity just to make sure that the ashes don't get in the way. What are you doing already, Zot the Brisker Rav? You're taking the ash from one part of the Tavos Be'ach to another part of the Tavos Be'ach. Instead of being on the edge of the Tavos Be'ach, it's in the center of the Tavos Be'ach, in the Tapuach. What's the significance of that act, which should require require me to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim, and stam as I'm moving ash from one spot of the berach a couple of yards over to another spot. If Rashi would be learning like the shittas ha-ravid, if we hold like the shittas ha-ravid, according to the ravid we said before, the ravid holds that the tapuach that's mentioned in our Mishnah is an independent spot of the berach, which actually has a raised location on the top surface of the berach. The mamish built in the berach in such an oifen that the center of the berach was raised in amo, and that makom is an independent makom, which is on an independent spot of the berach, raised one amo, called the spot of the tapuach, and you put the ash over there, and that's where the ash is collected into. So Dr. Rov, the if you hold like that, you can understand better why you would need a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim to pile up the ash into the tapuach. Because that's not a meaningless act, just pragmatics and nothing more of shoving the ash, sweeping it from one spot to another. Rather, I'm taking it from the Marocha Mokom on the Mezbeach, the tapuach Mokom. These are independent Mokoms in the etim structure of the Mezbeach. The Marocha Mokom is one spot, and the tapuach is Mamash raised in Amma, and it's in the middle. It's a totally independent raised location just for the purpose of dumping the ash there. If that's the case, you can understand why that's an act of the Hashim. And the Ravid would hold that you're going to require, but you understand what Rashi says, that act requires Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim to dump the ash to the Tapuach. Masha'engin is that if you hold it, the Rambam, which is our most Rishonim learn, and the Rambam holds that the Tapuach is not no significant spot, it's just it happens to be the center of the Berach and they pile a lot of ash over there, it's going to be more difficult to understand why Rashi is Mavur, that piling the ash from the Mokom Arocha into the Tapuach is going to require a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Zonkav then the Brisker of that what would appear from Rashi, and you find a similar concept that's Meduyik in the Lashon Rambam as well, is that there are actually two independent concepts in the Hoytzoas Hadeshen which were achieved in two independent steps, or could be achieved in two independent steps according to Rashi. One of them is clearing away the ash from the Mokom Arocha in order to allow me to have a cleared Mokom Arocha. That is clearing the ash from Mokom Arocha. That act, that step of the fundamental idea of clearing away the Mokom Arocha could be achieved, as Rashi is saying, one of two ways. Either clear it off the Mokom Arocha into the Tapuach in the middle, so it's away from the Mokom Arocha, or take it off the Berach entirely, which you could do apparently directly, according to Rashi, without even passing through the step of going through the Mokom Arocha. So, but according to that's a step, that's a very fundamental step. It's a step which involves the clearing of the Mokom Arocha, and that requires Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, regardless of whether I achieve that, which of the two ways, steps, which of the two processes I achieve it with, either clear it into Mokom Arocha, of the Tapuach in the center, or take it off the Berach altogether. Either of the two ways, says Rashi, is going to require Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. The second act, however, is removing it entirely from the Berach and taking it outside of the ear, and that is the second independent step. That step, Zokta Briskerov, as an add-on step. What do you do with the ash? Once it's sitting in the middle of the Berach, take it away and take it chutz l'ir. That add-on step does not have the chashivas of the first step, and it may be, it doesn't even require Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the Tzorachi, and Zot HaBriskerov. So he says that the Hezber in the Rashi is that the first step, which is the act of clearing the Marocha, that's achieved either by taking the ash off from the Berach or putting it into the center. It's a choshev act, it's an act of clearing the Marocha, and that's the act that requires the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, according to the Das Rashi. The Briskerov says that in the Das HaRambam, we actually find a similar but not identical thing, which is interesting. He points this out, and actually if you read the Rambam carefully, you could see it mamash behedya, you see it mamash clearly. The Rambam over there, we'll be discussing until Tamid Musaf and Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet Tesvov, is actually mavur, a very interesting thing, that the Rambam, when he speaks of Yitzorat HaDeshen, he separates it lehedya into two steps. Now the Rambam's two steps are not the way we said from Rashi, putting it onto the Tapuach and then taking it down later. The Rambam's two steps are, and the Rambam clearly delineates them as independent steps. The first is in Halacha Yud Gimel, he says that after the Trumat HaDeshen, the Kohenim would take the ash, and then Meridin Oisoi Lemata. They take it down off the Berach onto the floor. That's the first step. Meridin Oisoi Lemata. There's a second step, which the Rambam mentions in Halacha Yud Dalet and Tesvov, which is, the Rambam says, now it's on the floor, Zok the Rambam, so you take, anybody who wants, Komish Yirtzim and HaKohenim, anybody who wants, could take from the Deshen Shehoiridu Lemata, the Deshen which was taken down, Umoitzioi Michutz La'ir, and he takes it to outside of the city, and that step does not need any pius, etc. And the Rambam says in Halacha Tesvov that afal pi she'ein hoitzoa soy lichutz. That step of taking it lichutz is not an avoida. It's not called an avoida. Still ein balamumat sinoi soy. We don't allow balamumat to take it out. So Rambam, interestingly, and this is very instructive in the words of the Rambam, he clearly identifies two independent steps, which in his opinion is the taking it down off the mech. That's one, which Rambam, according to Rambam, is saying that's an avoida. That step presumably it needs kiddush adayim v'raglayim. That step is an avoida. And then there's a second independent step. Once it's down below on the ground, is to take it chutz l'ir, and that's the step which the Rambam says is not an avoida. Just we don't allow balamumat to Mitzi. So the risk of says you really see clearly in the Das HaRambam as well, the Rambam has these two steps. The first step is clearing it off the Mizbech, and that step actually ends when you take it down below. And we mentioned before in the Lechem Mishnah, actually, that his Shitta, which the Mishnah Nochtainer doesn't like, the Lechem Mishnah Shitta is that what the Rambam requires, Hoytzah HaDeshen every day, that's taka limited to the first step. The Hoytzah HaDeshen daily in the Das HaRambam is the first step, putting it down below on the floor. The second step, taking it a Chutz La'ir, in the opinion of Lechem Mishnah, does not even require that it should be done daily altogether, is just when the pile gets to be too big.
The Mishnah continues, and it speaks about the sequence of the activities that was done in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash. And it says that Sider Ma'arocha Gedoyla Mizrocha, so it speaks about the large pyre, that's the large fire on which the carbonos collectively in general were burnt. So first you're Masadev that Marocha, the Marocha Gedoyla on the Mizroch side, on top of the Mizbech. And then the Mishnah a little bit later continues, and it says that they were Biru Misham Atzei Te'ena Yofim, that they selected good fig woods. L'sader ma'arocha shenir l'katoires. That's for the second ma'arocha, the secondary pyre. That was for the purpose of getting coals on which they would burn the katoires in the Bezmeach HaPnimi. And that was Mikineged Keren Marovas Deroimis. It was near the Meir of Doro on the southwest corner at the top of the Bezmeach. A little bit later, in the Mishnah, it says, V'hitzisu shtei ma'arochos bo'esh. So after all that, they would set fire on both of these two ma'arochos, and they would do this process of what's referred to, and we'll talk about it, this hatzosas alisa, which is to place the kindling there and to light the kindling on fire, which would set the entire pyre, the entire ma'arocha on fire. Now, as far as the Seder here, we have the ma'arocha gedoyla of the, most of the kabonos, which is set up before the ma'arocha shnia, which for the purpose of producing coal for the katoiris. And this we have a well-known brisum, Yumadaf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, which is actually part of the kabonos that said is part of the shachris that we daven. So it says, Abaye mesader seder ma'arocha mishmei de gemora va'aliba da abashol. So Abaye was mesader the whole seder of the sequence in the morning, how they would set up the ma'arocha, etc. And the Gemara, the beginning of the sequence there, it says that ma'arocha gedoylo koydemes the ma'arocha shnia shel katoiris. So this is a special seder that they had to do in the Beis HaMikdash. The ma'arocha gedoylo was set up before the ma'arocha shnia shel katoiris. The Gemara asked the kash over there, Minolan, how do you know this? How do you know that the sequence is this way? First, the Gemara brings a pasuk, and then the Gemara says, well, ve'epacha, no, maybe I could flip it around and understand the pasuk differently. How do you know that the ma'arocha gedoylo is first? So the Gemara comes out, mistavro, it's a svar. Ma'arocha gedoyla adifo shekein kaporosa merubo, that the ma'arocha gedoyla is odif, it takes precedence, because kaporosa merubo, its kaporo is much greater. And Rashi explains, because on the ma'arocha gedoyla there will be makdir all of the haktorois, all of the parts of all the karbonois that are burnt in the fire, were all burnt on the ma'arocha gedoyla, as opposed to the ma'arocha shnia, which has nothing but the k'toires al-lefnim l'heichol, that's just the coals that are produced for the purpose of being marked victorious inside in the Heichal, so the Marocha Gedoyla takes precedence and it's Mesader at first. In the Chedushim of Arya Leib, in the Reb Leib Malin's Chedushim, in Simen Chof, Reb Leib Malin asks a basic question on our Mishnah, according to that, and on this, he's Miyaseid, a very big Yisoid. Reb Leib Malin asks if it really is true that the Marocha Gedoyla takes precedence before the Marocha Shnia, and that's why you are Mesader at first and you set up the logs first, then why is it when it comes to setting the fire, being matzis, the fire, the Mishnah is mevur that you will matzis the two of them together. That's the Lashon HaMishnah we just quoted before, v'hitzi, su shnei ha-marocha is ba'ish. Why? Why isn't there a din in the Seder, in the precedence, that there should be a kedima in lighting the fire of the Marocha Gedoylo before that of the fire of the Marocha Shnia, just like we have a kedima, a precedence, in the way that they are arranged. To answer this question, Reb Leib Malin Stelzavek, he sets up an important principle, a basic yesoid, based on a diuk that he makes in the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Tumidim U'Sofim, Perek Beis Halacha Tes. The Rambam over there is going through the different marochos that they had, the different pyres on top of the Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam says marocha shnia shlishis, rather there was a third marocha. The third marocha is actually not mentioned in our Mishnah. We have the two marochas we spoke of, but there's a third marocha the Rambam identifies. It's called the marocha shlishis shel kiyum ha'esh, and that was for the purpose of simply fulfilling the pasuk in the Chumash beginning at Tzav, esh tamid tukad al hamizbech le'sichpe. There's supposed to be an esh tamid, just for the purpose of having a permanent fire, and there was a designated marocha, a third marocha on top of the mizbeach, which is simply for the purpose of having the kiyum ha'esh, the fire constantly going there. And the Rambam says that you place it b'chol mokash yir on the mizbeach, any place that you want, umatzis boyas ha'esh, and you set that on fire. V'lo yatzis ha'esh l'mato v'yale oisa l'mizbeach, you're not allowed, says the Rambam, to set the logs on fire down below and then bring them up lit already to the top of the mizbeach. Rather, elabamas beach atzmoi matzisin. You have to dafka be matzis, dafka lighted, ignited on fire, and place the kindling and light it on fire dafka at the top of the mizbeach. And this is actually a special mitzvah. And the Rambam quotes shenem of eish mizbeach tukad boy directly on top of the mizbeach. Mikan lahatzon sashaloi tihia elabiroish shem mizbeach. That the lighting on the fire of the pyres, igniting them, has to be dafka done on the very top of the mizbeach. Now this din that the Rambam mentions here is referred to as hatzosas alisa, and there's actually a sugya better than Yuma that the Gemara learns from a pasuk and says that it's a special drasha, the din of hatzosas alisa. You place the kindling, the small bits of wood, the kindling between the big logs, you light it on fire in a special manner, and this is actually a special mitzvah. And the Gemara says over there you have to dafka do the hatzosas alisa, the kindling, the lighting of it has to be done dafka at the top of the mizbeach. The question that Reb Leib Malin asks is that the Rambam appears to be saying a big chiddush over here, that's not in the Gemara at all, which is that the Rambam is mafur that the Atzosas Alisa is a dafka, apparently a mitzvah in the Marocha Shlishis of the Kiyum Ho'esh. The Rambam does not mention that the first two Marochos that you have this din, that you can't ignite it down below and you have to dafka do it up above. It's not mentioned in the Rambam. It's only mentioned in the Rambam by this third Marocha, the special one of the Kiyum Ho'esh. Now, just to take it a moment, the truth is our doesn't even mention the Marocha Shlishis of the Kiyum Ho'esh. However, the Bartanur and the Tosis Yontif do actually get into it, and they say that even according to our Mishnah, there is in fact this third Marocha, and the Bartanur, the Rav, says right over here in the Mishnah, Shaloish Marocha is Hayusham B'chol Yoyim. The Bartanur does make mention of this, that there's three Marochas every day, and the Tosis Yontif points out that this is actually based upon a sugya in the fourth parak of Yuma. And the truth is, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah of in Yuma, the Sugya in Yuma, actually multiple opinions about exactly how many ma'arochos there were at the top of the Mizbeach. And we paskin, the Ikra Lahalocha, we go with like Rabbi Yossi, that there was three ma'arochos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was not, in fact, over there, a special ma'arocha designated to Kiyum Ha'esh. He holds that the Esh Tom B'Tukad was fulfilled with the existing ma'arochos that you had there anyway. According to Rabbi Yossi, which we go like, there was a special ma'arocha to Kiyum Ha'esh. And in fact, although it's not mentioned in our Mishnah, the Bartanur, the Tehiyot, the Meforshim assume that our Mishnah does not conflict with that. Our Mishnah does fit with Rabbi Yossi, and there was a third ma'arocha. Reb Leib Malin says that the Rambam is dafka, that the Lashon is meduyik, that the special mitzvah of Hatzos HaLisa was only a din in this third ma'arocha l'kiyum ha'esh. And Reb Leib Malin adds that we find a chiddush in the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis, which is the mitzvah in the chinuch of the Eish Tomid Tukar HaLamed Beach Lo Yisichpeh, that you have to have a constant fire on the Beach. The chinuch says over there that if the Kohen omitted the Ma'arocha Shlishis at the top of the Beach, then he's bitel mitzvahs asei zu. What comes out of the chinuch is that even if the first two Ma'arochas on the Beach, the Ma'arocha Gedoyla and the second Ma'arocha, were lit constantly, and they're constantly on, afal pikein yinat mekayim the mitzvah of eish tomet tukan lebech, except with the marocha shlishish, which is there for the dedicated specific purpose of marocha l'kiyum ha'esh. That's what comes out of the chinuch. If we stel that through, we draw it together with the Rambam, what the Rambam is mevur, as we said, that the din of hatzosas aliso is specific to the marocha l'kiyum ha'esh, then it's going to come out that there is no mitzvah at all of hatzosas Lisa that on the first and the second Ma'arochos, because those are not Ma'arochos of Kiyum Ha'esh, and according to the Chinuch, they have no connection with the mitzvah of Eish Tom B'Tukar HaMadbech. The din of Hatzosas Alisa, as the Rambam says, will be specific to the third Ma'arocha, the Ma'arocha L'Kiyum Ha'esh. Why would this be? So in this, Reb Leib Malin gets into a discussion, which we'll go through briefly, that Reb Leib Malin says that Be'emes, really, there is a din, a pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra, that says that the Kohenim, it says the Masada, the Marocha, in the beginning of Vayikra, it talks about setting up the log for the fire, and then it says that the Kohenim, Nosnu Eitzim, Eish al Mizbech, Nosnu Eitzim ala Eish, so it talks in the beginning of Vayikra that they would put a fire on the Mizbech, that's a din of Nesinas for Eish, to light the fire of the Ma'arochos.
Independent of that pasuk, the Gemara in Masechta Yuma has a drasha that the Hatzos HaSalisa, the kindling, the placing of the kindling and the lighting of the kindling, which ignites the whole fire, that has to be dafka b'roish HaMizbeach. The Reb Leib Malin says that perhaps we could argue that that din of Hatzos HaSalisa, which is not out of a drasha in the Gemara, is just like a perish on the pasuk in the beginning of a Yikra. I have to light the fire, nosnu eish al HaMizbeach. And how do I light the fire? So Hatzos HaSalisa tells me how. The mitzvah of Hatzos HaSalisa tells me that I have to dafka light that fire at the very top. However, he brings down the Tosis and Yuma says explicitly, Mamish Beferish, that they are two independent mitzvahs. Tosis actually calls them independent mitzvahs in Masechta Yuma and Daf Mem Hey. Tosis says that there is a mitzvah of lighting the fire of the Ma'arocha, but an also independent mitzvah to ignite it at the very top of the Mizbeach. And this Reb Leib Malin says that there's a distinction which the Rambam and the Chinuch are making between the first two Ma'arochos and the third Ma'arocha of the Kiyum Ha'esh. Fundamentally speaking, says Reb Leib, the only Ma'arocha in which there is an intrinsic, inherent mitzvah that it should have a fire is the Ma'arocha Shlishis of the Kiyum Ha'esh. Over there, the fire is, so to speak, an end unto itself. Masha'en came by the first two Ma'arochos, the fire is not an end unto itself, rather it is a means. It's a Hecha Temtza, by which I will have the wherewithal to produce what I need to produce with this fire. The first Ma'arocha, Ma'arocha Gedoyla, has to be able to have a fire in order to be maktir the Muktorim, the Emurim, and the Evorim of the Oila. The second Ma'arocha has to produce coals for the purpose of being maktir the Ketoiris. It's only the third Ma'arocha where the fire is an end unto itself. The Meila Zokt of them, the Reb Leib Malin, by the first two Ma'arochos, it's unimportant to us how these Ma'arochos got ignited, the exact nature of how it got ignited. Do I have to do a special Maisa of igniting it in a special manner at the top of the Mizbeach? No, the main point is that they got lit. The point is that they are lit, they have a fire, and by means of having the fire there, by dint of the fire being there, I'm able to produce what I need to produce from these Ma'arochos, the Aktoras Emurim and the Ma'arocha Gedayla, the production of coals, Ma'arocha Shnia. It's only the third Ma'arocha where the fire is a din unto itself. The existence of the fire is an end unto itself. Over there, we're going to have special proteidinim about the production of that fire, and that sauce as a leaf has to be dafkad under the top of the Mizbeach. There's a din of how to ignite, because there the fire is an end unto itself. And that's why the Rambam and the Chinuch are saying that when the Sugya in Yuma speaks of the Hatzos HaSalisa, which is Dafka Atap HaDeber, dinim of how to produce the Hatzos HaSalisa, the Rambam and the Chinuch are saying that that is going to be Dafka, the Ma'aroch HaShlishis. Of them Zokt, the Reb Leib Malin, with that we will be able to understand the Diktik HaLoshein of our Mishnah. Because when it comes to Mesader, the Ma'aroch, of course, that the Gemara in Yuma is telling us that the Ma'aroch HaGadoyla is Kapar Rosa Meruba, it has an adifus over the Ma'aroch HaShnia, and therefore you masad there the Ma'aroch HaGadoyla before you arrange the flogs of the Ma'aroch HaShnia. But as far as igniting the fire, says the Reb Leib Malin, there the igniting of the fire is not a significant act by the Ma'aroch HaGadoyla and by the Ma'aroch HaShnia. The point is that simply that they should have a fire there. But the igniting of the fire in and of itself is not a significant act by these two Ma'arochos, and therefore he just matzes the two of them together. I don't have the din kadima by the igniting of the fire because the igniting is an insignificant act by these two Ma'arochos. It's only the third Ma'arocha, the Ma'arocha of the Kiyum Ha'esh, where the igniting is a mitzvah unto itself, like the Mufur and the Rambam, and therefore there will be protidinim, details about how to ignite it, tafka tapen the be'ach, etc. First, too, just a means to an end, hechatimtza, by which I'm ensuring that there is a fire on those marochas. Since the act itself isn't significant, we don't have a din kadima there, the marocha gedoyla should take precedence. This is the shtickle toy of Reb Leib Malin to explain the Mishnah. Now, the truth is, on the face of it, if you would stop here, there is what would appear to be a tmiyah muflegas, a very, very big question on this shtickle toy. In fact, it is a question even on the diuk that the Reb Leib Malin made in the Lashon of the Rambam, the Lashon of Sefer Chinuch as well, because the Mishnah says quite explicitly, and this is not even brought by Reb Leib Malin at all, the Mishnah says a little bit earlier, it says when they were Mesadeh the Ma'arocha Gedoyla, the language of our Mishnah right there, on Daf Chof Tes, it says, V'revach hoyo bein hakazirim, by the Ma'arocha Gedoyla, they made sure that there would be spaces between the big logs, shayo matzisim es ha'alisa misham, that they would place the kindling there and ignite the fire, and the kindling is placed in the space between these logs. So the Mishnah explicitly makes mention of the special concept of matzisim ho'aliso, that's the placing of the kindling to ignite the fire at the top of the Mizbeach, and it mentions it by the Ma'arocha Gedoyla. And on this, the Mefarish and the Tosfos Yontif, they explicitly get into a whole discussion of the mitzvah of Atzosas Alisa. They both quote the sugya Masechta Yuma with drasha in Masechta Yuma, and the special din that's darshened in Yuma, that you have to dafke ignite the fire b'rosh Hashem Mizbeach. They bring the whole sugya there, which is actually the pashas of the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah is saying that they specially out of their way to place the space between the logs at the top to have the kindling placed there and to light the kindling and light the whole fire. Matzisim esu alisa misham, and it's then there's an explicit discussion on the Merocha Gedoyla. So how could Rebbe Malan possibly say this whole stickle tear, and he medayek it from the lashon of the Mishnah a little bit later, where it speaks about being matzis the fire and the two pyres together. The whole thing is very very shver l'choyer, because the Mishnah, Beferish, says that there was a mitzvah, apparently, of Hatzosat Alisa by the Merocha Gedoyla, and that's how the Meforshei Mishnah learned, the Beferish, the Tziyontiv, etc. All of this is against Lachera, what it emerges from the Rabban Lechinuch, that Hatzosat Alisa is a mitzvah only in the third Merocha, which is not even mentioned in our Mishnah. Lachera, a very big shverkite on this whole stickle toy of Reblei Malin. Now, the curiosity is that although Reblei Malin does not make any mention of this line of the Mishnah, a very big shverkite, he does, however, bring down, in the name of a Talmud Chochom Echo, at the end of the Stikul Torah, that it sounds like the Talmud Chacham Echad on his own said a svara by which actually this question would be answered. It's curious that he doesn't bring that there's a very explicit and very strong support from the Mishnah itself, this Talmud Chacham Echad. So he brings down that the Talmud Chacham Echad was Ma'iritim, apparently when he said the Shir in the Yeshiva, that the Talmud Chacham Echad said that it could be La'olam, that although the Ikor Mitzvah of Hatzos HaLisa is Dafka on the third Marocha, and the Ikor Mitzvah of having a fire unto itself is only in the third Maroch, the Maroch of the Kiyom Ha'esh. However, we do find in the Sugya, we mentioned this before, that Rabbi Huda holds in Masechta Yuma that there was a mitzvah of Hatzosas Alisa. And the thing is, Rabbi Huda mentions the mitzvah of Hatzosas Alisa in Masechta Yuma. He is one of the people who discussed the mitzvah of Hatzosas Alisa, despite the fact that Rabbi Huda himself elsewhere holds that there were only two Marochos. As we said before, Rabbi Yaisi, which we go like, holds that there was a third Maroch, Maroch of Kiyom Ha'esh. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds there was only two Marochas, the Marocha Gedoyla and Marocha Shnei Shok Teres. So if that's the case, what are you going to do? Where does Rabbi Yehuda hold the mitzvah of Hatzosas Alisa was if he didn't even have any third Marocha? Where is the special mitzvah to light at the top of the Mezbeach? And this we have to say, that Rabbi Yehuda will not go like it says in the Rambam and the Chinuch. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that the mitzvah of Eish Tomei Tuchas Be'ach Lo Yisichbe, the mitzvah of having always a fire at the top of the Mezbeach, is fulfilled in the first two Marochas unto themselves, in addition to having a role that the fire is an end, a means to an end. The fire serves for Bid Makti, the Emurim and the Evorim on the first Marocha, and it serves to produce coals in the second Marocha. In addition to that, the Yehuda would hold that there's an additional purpose in those two Marochas, that they're an Eish Tomid, where the fire is an end to itself. So the Yehuda will hold that the mitzvah of Hatzos HaLisa is fulfilled, obviously, by the first two Marochas. It's only Rabbi Yoisi, who we paskin like, he has a special third Marocha, the Kiyom HaEish, and in Rabbi Yoisi, the Rambam and the Chinuch are able to say that the mitzvah of Hatzos HaLisa is dafka in those two fires. So the Talmud Chacham Echad suggested that maybe Rabbi Yosi will agree that there's also a kiyum of the mitzvah of Hatzos HaLisa, a kiyum of the concept of having a fire at the top of the Be'ach as an end in itself, is fulfilled in the first two Marochos as well, even though the Ikor mitzvah of Hatzos HaLisa is definitely in the third Marocho, like it's Mavur and Rambam, but maybe there is a kiyum of Hatzos HaLisa in the first two, and they too are able to also serve as a fulfillment of the mitzvah of having a fire at the top, even though they're not designated and dedicated toward that purpose. And in Meila, perhaps they also would have a din of Hatzos HaLisa, the first Marochas, and the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, even though the Ikar Mitzvah, as mentioned in the Rambam, is Dafka in the third Marocha. Now, Rabbi Malan does not mention where on earth the Talmud Chacham's source was to suggest that. If the Rambam only mentions the Mitzvah of Hatzos HaLisa in the third Marocha, why would anybody suggest that there's a kiyum, a fulfillment of that din, in the first two as well? But the truth is, like we're saying, that although Rabbi only mentions this as a possible suggestion, and which is a little bit dachuk in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam only mentions Hatzos HaLisa in the third Marocha. The truth is there's a raya gedayla to this thing. I'm going to show a very strong raya to it, because our Mishnah does mention the mitzvah of Hatzos HaLisa by the first Marocha. They apparently, like the Meforshim, bring down that they would do fulfill the special din of Masechta Yuma, the light in the fire at the top of the Be'ach, at the first Marocha. Aracha. Reb Leib says that even according to the Svar of this Talmud Chacham, we would still accept that since the Iker Din of the igniting of the fire is fulfilled Dafka in the third Maracha, that would still explain why our Mishnah says that they would light the first two fires together. There's no Din Kadima, because they are not the Iker fulfillment of the Din of Hatzasas Alisa. We have actually, as we're saying, a very strong support for this Svar, and if you don't say this, what the Talmud Chacham Echad is saying to Reb Leib Malin, you're really going to have a Kasha Gedoyla Ma'oid on the whole Svara, he says, the whole Shtickle Torah, he's Medayek from the Rambam, from the fact that the Mishnah explicitly mentioned Hatzasa Halisa by the Maracha Gedoyla as well. Now, the truth is that Talmud Chacham Echad himself said his Svara is against the Chinuch, because the Chinuch, as we quoted before, says very clearly that if he didn't ignite the third fire, the fire of the Kiyum Ha'esh, atop of the Mech, you're Oivan HaMitzvah. That's because the Chinuch holds that the mitzvah of Ne'esh Tomid is only fulfilled with the third Maracha, the Maracha L'Kiyum Ha'esh, and not with the first two Marachas at all. However, according to what we said, it really does come out that the Rambam will have to disagree with this din of the Sefer HaChinuch. Because the Rambam held that the mitzvah of Hatzasas Halisa is only said in connection with that Maracha which has a fulfillment of Esh Tomid, then why does it say in our Mishnah that there's a din of Hatzasas Halisa on the Maracha Gedoyla? It must be that according to the Rambam, although the primary mitzvah of Esh Tomid is fulfilled with the third Maracha, the Maracha L'Kiyum Ha'esh, there's also some Kiyum of the mitzvah Esh Tomid that's fulfilled with the first Marachas as well, which is why they too have a form of the mitzvah Tzatzas Halisa also, and this is not like the Shitta of the Sefer HaChinuch that held that the mitzvah of Esh Tomid is fulfilled only with the third Maracha, L'Kiyum Ha'esh, and not at all with the first two Marachas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.